This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission, but we need everybody on board to join in. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's the top of the hour. You know, I wanted to remind everybody about the Evelyn Farkas, Dr. Farkas controversy and bring this into context before CNN is, you know, when they were actually, you know, chasing after this report, even though now they opt to say that it is a non-issue. But this is what they reported on earlier regarding Dr. Farkas.
A former Defense Department employee from the Obama administration, now taking heat for saying this earlier this month on MSNBC.
That the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the Trump staff dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence.
Her name is Evelyn Farkas, and she served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia until 2015. Something else she said now has conservative media blaming her for leaking classified intelligence. Here's what she said about wanting to inform lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
So I became very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, and I knew that there was more. We have very good intelligence on Russia. So then I had talked to some of my former colleagues, and I knew that they were trying to also help get information to the Hill.
Even though she says her comments were based on media reports, those on the right suggest that Farkas basically admitted she was responsible for leaking information that the Obama administration had collected on then-President-elect Donald Trump. Conservative media has run with it, suggesting her comments prove there was surveillance on Trump.
Farkas is referring to surveilled information on the Trump transition team. Listen next as she admits that there was unmasking, in other words, revealing the identities of those Trump team members.
Early this morning, Farkas defended her original remarks.
We were having now a transition of power from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. And if indeed there was an investigation ongoing, if indeed there was information that the Obama administration had about Russian interference and possible American involvement, I wanted to make sure that Congress knew about it. I do not, absolutely do not condone leaking, you know. It's against the law.
White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus reacted on conservative talk radio this morning.
This is an incredible statement, and how what it means and what she meant by that and whether that has anything to do with the issues in regard to surveillance of Trump transition team members is something that we need to figure out.
By mid-afternoon, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer was laying blame.
If you look at this...
Okay. All right. Well, you can get the idea here, ladies and gentlemen, as to what is going on with this controversy and the backdrop of it. And you heard it from her lips to your ears and why this is all suspicious. And it brings to question, this is her job. I mean, if it's something to preserve, intelligence like this, the last time I checked, isn't that the job of the FBI, the CIA? The core agencies of our government, the security agencies, not somebody who has a peripheral interest in this. That's fine. You can go. She says, go to the Hill, not go to the Hill. You need to go to the FBI or the CIA, have them, the NSA, check this out. If it's a national security issue, not a political issue. All this stuff is getting convoluted, and maybe it's why everybody is losing sight by trying to pursue this Russian boogeyman, because I think most people look at it and go, so big whoop, what does that, what does it mean? Why is this a problem, and there is no evidence after 8-9 months of investigating that the Russians altered one single vote here in America. I don't know. You know, you figure it out. We'll keep reporting.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop.
Hey, we're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation at hashtag BMLTalk. The tweet that went out this morning was directed to our president, Donald Trump. I said, we the people say, let's insist Congress live under the very same health care plan you are proposing. Now, to many of us, that's what terrific health care looks like. That's just for starters, okay? Wouldn't that be novel? I did get a few responses. People's House said yes, but, you know, fear they won't, which is to say that she's cautious and not very optimistic about the legislature living under the very same healthcare laws that we have to live under, no exemptions, nowhere, no how, no way. That would be terrific in my estimation. And if they come to that matter and that decision, I think that takes a lot of boldness. But it's going to be pressure by we the people, by us insisting. Again, we have to remember this is a government of, for, and by we the people. If we let go of those reins, which we have, we think, okay, well, we don't have time to get into all this stuff. Yeah, but look at how messed up we are. We're $20 trillion in debt. Our national security is compromised. We have an opportunity for change. But are the people going to be there? Are we going to allow the bureaucrats basically to do brain surgery on themselves? I think they're incapable of doing this. So we the people need to stand up. You need to get activated and let your senator, let your congressman know that this is unacceptable, that they need to come under the same legislation they're doing. We need to insist this. What they're talking about right now, trying to get all the, you know, Freedom Caucus and all this, that's all politics. That's not, you know, that's not real life as far as we're concerned. Real life is saying, hey, look it, you let us choose our own doctor, okay? The way it's always been. I don't need, with all due respect, Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi in the middle of my health care decision. I want to be able to deal directly with my doctor. But, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get activated. And by this, I'm not saying make it a lifelong project, but we just need to be committed to a certain level. Just 5 minutes a day. Let your congressman know that they need to get involved. T.P. Michael is with us right now. And as they say, perhaps you wouldn't characterize the finance manager of your local automobile dealership as an Amazon selling author until you get to know T.T. Michael. He's worked for the past decade at a Toyota dealership in Illinois, but he's in the driver's seat as the writer of Fire War. It's a political thriller set in the year 2076. And you can see what happens when the United States, Canada, and Mexico all join forces to make one super country. T.T. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, good to have you on here. I mean, you're fast forwarding to 2076. But people are suggesting that maybe we're not that far away from, you know, some improved alignment between our country, Canada, and Mexico.
Actually, in my book, there has been seven things that have already happened under the Trump presidency that actually happened in my book in 60 years. So one of the things I'm hoping happens is that my book stays as a fiction, not as a prognostication of our future.
All right. So you said seven things that you've outlined in your book, and your book is literally hot off the presses here. This is how fast things are moving these days, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Actually, my book, I started writing it in 2014. I finished it in early 2015. It was released in October 2015. So all that stuff that I wrote about was before Trump even talked about becoming presidency, let alone winning it. And it's just amazing. It's like he's using my book as a guideline, and it's kind of scary at some point.
Well, now you know a little bit of the author of 1984, how he feels, and that's being revived right now. A lot of people, particularly college-age kids, you know, are hearing about 1984, and it's gone through a revival as well, right?
Yeah, it has. A lot of dystopian books with our future in mind. One thing that George L. Orwell wrote about was Big Brother watching over us. Well, my Big Brother didn't watch over me for junk, so I'd be more worried about Big Mama watching me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but Big Brother definitely alive and well, and we hear about that bit of currency that has become so popular and powerful in the Beltway, and that has to do with information, whether it's legal or not.
Very true. Verizon and other cell phone companies are talking about releasing all the stuff you do on your cell phone. That is not right. I mean, just like Benjamin Franklin said, any society that will give up some of its liberty to gain a little security will deserve neither and lose both. And that's really what we're doing right now. We're
exactly.
giving up our freedoms for the sake of security and for the sake of overall capitalism, I guess is how I'd put it.
Mm-hmm. But you know, it is so dangerous that you wonder, like, for example, the ACLU, where are they in all this stuff? In terms, they have been the champions of privacy, individual rights, and they're rather quiet on this issue. What is going on?
Well, more people need to step up and say, you know what, this is my private information. When you used to have a warrant to tap my phone line to see if I was talking bad about the president or talking about doing other things illegal. You have to have a warrant. Now you just have to have advertising.
Right. No, I mean, it is pretty scary to what levels that they have reduced themselves to, all in the interest of national interest, supposedly. I mean, we're in a big controversy right now during this transition from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. Donald Trump fires off a tweet a couple of weekends ago, and that tweet is still reverberating like a bullet round in a tin can.
Yeah, that is one thing. I think if it wasn't for Twitter, Donald Trump would have never got elected. But he's done something that nobody's ever done. He's said exactly what he's thinking, no matter who he ticks off. He says what he wants to say, and he gets it out there. He's a man that ran for presidency saying exactly what he wanted to say and saying, this is what I'm going to do when I get in there. Everybody, and then we elected him, and he's doing it, and people are like, wait a minute, I didn't really believe you were going to do that. Well, he said it. I said I was going to do it. Now you're upset that I'm doing it.
Yeah, this is what happens when you vote in a non-politician. He starts acting. Well, he does what he does normally, and that is as a businessman. I've been saying this for a long time, TTU, and you can appreciate this being in business yourself, is that, you know, we've been saying this country needed a business-minded CEO in the Oval Office, and we finally have gotten one. And CEOs of organizations look at the government differently. It's not politics as usual. And this is the rub that you're going to have between this president and those bureaucrats, those that he said that we needed to drain the swamp of. And this was the start of it for him firing off that tweet a couple of weekends ago. This started to unplug the drain a little bit. You see what's happening, whether it's Sunrise or Dr. Farkas coming out into the light and, you know, some of this, you know, these violations of our Fourth Amendment. I mean, you know, what's happened to our Constitution here?
Well, the Constitution's a living thing. I mean, that's the whole reason they created it, so you can amend it. But to actually stretch it and and not amend it, but actually change it without going through the proper channels is what's being done wrong right now.
Well, no question. I mean, activism has been the order of the day, and this is why you have such a huge challenge on somebody that most people wonder, go, what's the big problem here with Gorsuch? But much more to be discussed. Stay with us here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Kind of as Joe Friday say, kids growing up, ma'am, just give me the facts. That's all I need. I need the facts. Boy, what a long way we've come from that, huh? Everybody can split hairs and make a round peg fit in a square object. I mean, it is amazing how we continue to twist ourselves up, and at what expense? The expense is the truth. And along with that are a lot of wasted resources. That's what we're finding out. T.T. Michael is with us, and Titi has written a book that is really, you know, capturing the attention of many. Titi, why did you write the book? Let's go back to its genesis. I mean, this was a couple of years ago. You wrote it, but it has relevance today, and it's gaining in momentum here as more and more people are becoming aware of the Fire War trilogy.
Well, actually, when I sat down to write this book, I said to myself, how do I want my country run? If I was president, what would I do? And these are some of the things that I would have done that I wrote about in the book. I would definitely opened up the pipeline that Trump did, which my president did, but he opened a longer one from Canada to America. But he definitely would open up the pipeline. He would shut down the borders. Again, these are things that I wanted to see happen. But as I started writing the book, I said, you know what? The story started taking on the life of itself, and it just didn't work out. It was supposed to be a utopian book, being, hey, everything's happy, everything's great, this is what it should be, to turning into a dystopian book, saying if this actually happened, these bad things would happen in this situation. And I just did some research on the past, and the past sometimes repeats itself.
Well, without a doubt, we know that oftentimes that is the case. You say seven specific things. The report I have now, I guess they included one you were not aware of, but they say eight specific things have already happened in the Trump White House, and you were fast-forwarding to the year, 2076, right?
Yeah, 2076 is when the main part of the book takes place. It started in 2051 with an attack on America, but in 2076 is the main part of the story. The eight things, like I said, a non-politician businessman running for president, and saying and speaking his mind. Those are two of the things I wrote about that my president did. He'll close down the borders, another thing. He'll impose travel bans on people coming to and leaving the country. He's done that. I talked about opening up the pipeline, like I just said. Now, one thing Donald Trump has got going for him right now that my president did was lowest unemployment rate in 44 years is happening right today. Now, my president, in my book, in 2076, it was basically under 1%. So it was lower than that, but I can stretch that a little bit. One thing that Donald Trump is constantly talking about is the fake press and trying to keep them out of the information that he has. And that's something my president did as well. He was blocking out the press, shutting them down. Now, the one thing that's questionable about being in the eight things is the whole Mexico president. There used to be a very strong president in place that didn't get pushed around a lot. Now we've got a weaker president in Mexico, and in my book there was a strong president that got taken out by the weaker president, and the American government kind of pushed him around.
So your book continues to see a conflict between Mexico and the United States.
Actually, my book joined Canada, America, and Mexico and made one giant country called the United Continental States of America. And then they shut down all the borders and stopped people from coming in and going out. That was the principle of the idea, saying, you know what, that'd be a great idea if if all three of our countries could just basically build a wall around our whole entire country and said, if you came within X amount of distance from our country, we'd basically just either shoot you down or sink you if you're in a boat. And even in one of my scenes, that actually happened.
Right. Go ahead and tell us more, if you would, TT, about the evolution of this, the three countries coming together.
Well, again, it started with the terrorist attack in America and Canada at the same time, and that made them two feel that they'd be a stronger country if they united, and then 25 years later they got Mexico to join in to make them an even stronger and more stable country. Because think about it, if we had Canada and Mexico joined with us, we'd not have to rely on anybody outside of us as far as oil goes, as far as food, anything really could be done right here on our soil. It'd be so much easier if we had one governing body controlling the whole continent. That was my original plan. It would be easier, but would it be right? Probably not. But it would be easier and actually be less reliant on the rest of the world for our supplies and our demand.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, that you write about in your book, Fire War Trilogy, the possibilities of, this is your world. You go into it and consider it as a utopia, and then, humanity steps in. And that's what makes it dystopian.
Yes, that was 100% correct. Because I read a lot about how we were not involved in World War I and World War II because we're like, you know what, that's your problem, not my problem. Don't make your problem my problem. Well, then suddenly it became our problem, and then we fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the principles I said in there. I said, you know what, in my country, that's it. It's not my country. I'm going to let the rest of the world fend for themselves. We are no longer the world police. We're going to pull all our troops back. We're going to only protect our borders, and to heck with all of you. And again, it just shows that if that happens, that could be a bad thing, not a good thing. And everybody wants the troops to come home, but nobody understands the full ramifications of that.
Well, and part of the issue, TT, and we've discussed this on our show on many occasions here, particularly with military experts, is we have so few people these days involved in the military. It's an all-volunteer force, and I think that needs to be opened up. To where it should be part of our rite of passage as a citizen of this country, is that we need to serve, like other countries have done, where you give 2 years of service to this country. You imagine if we go from 1% of people involved in the military or service of this country versus 99%, what this country would look like in terms of its appreciation for its nationality.
I can tell you this, we probably wouldn't have the millennial problem we have right now where, hey, I did one thing, I deserve a raise, I deserve a promotion, I deserve more and more and more for not doing much. You got to respect what you have by earning it.
Hmm.
And I would agree with you 100%. People should serve.
And I think that's the challenge.
Point.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, and speaking of millennials, they're having to learn lessons that we've already learned, and some of them are learning it the hard way. Because to your point, and what I am discovering in my conversations, this is all anecdotally, also some conversations with, experts and psychologists, is that, in a sense, the millennials have been dumbed down, and they're a bit retarded, if I can say this, retarded to the process, because there were things that they should have learned when they were 5 and 10 years old. I say we live life in 5-year increments, and there are certain things you need to learn in these 5-year increments that if you don't, it's much more difficult as you get down the road. And if you missed a lot of lessons that you should have learned, during your formative years, by the time you become a young adult and you're in your 20s and 30s, I mean, you got a lot of catching up to do. And that catching up can be very painful, especially in light of where we are right now with this country. You know, as you say, unemployment is going down. There's lots of opportunities out there. But if you're self-serving and arrogant and you think it's all about you, you're going to be left at the start. You're not even going to be at the starting line. And you've got some of these kids who are getting it, and they're already there ready to take off. And these are going to be the rockers and rollers and the big chargers the producers for our country, for themselves and for their family down the road. And they're going to have probably an easier way because there's going to be less people competing for this job because they just didn't show up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very much so. I've talked about this many times. You know, I've been a homeowner for over 20 years. When I was a kid, I used to cut grass and I used to shovel sidewalks and driveways when I was a kid. Nowadays, I think in the 20 years I've owned a home, I've had one kid come up one time to shovel my driveway. And he said for $10, I said, here's 20, do my sidewalk too, and here's 40, do my neighbors for him too. Just, I appreciated him actually wanting to work for a living. I've yet to have that happen. I've got my two oldest kids worked at McDonald's, for $4 an hour at the time, or $5 an hour, whatever it was, and nobody respects it anymore. And people want $15.
Well, we have to leave it right there. He's the author of the book Fire War Trilogy, T.T. Michael. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, T.T.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856 1-800-972-5856.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Yeah, in lieu of the facts and the truth of the matter, that's how sometimes we can surround the problem, is with opinions. And this is why we reason together as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. But it does start, no doubt. It starts with opinion. The challenge that we have today and this cultural environment in which we live in is like, hey, you're welcome to my opinion, but God forbid that you have one of your own. Well, God forbid that we ignore the other's opinion, because we miss out on so much. But that's a discussion for another day. And right now we've got Lorraine Peltier with us. She's a noted counselor, author of the book Hungry for Touch. And we're going to talk about child sexual abuse, how it can be prevented, even more, the devastating impact it has on its victims. Lorraine, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this sensitive topic. I mean, the fact of the matter is child sex abuse is more prevalent than we realize, because, part of our humanity is that we still want to deal with the dark part of life. It's underreported. And then when we hear about it, we're so shocked. And in some cases, especially shocked when we realize the child sexual abuse is happening in our very own zip codes.
Yeah, and I think that is spot on, right? We tend not to want to shine a little light on the darker side of humanity, and nobody really wants to kind of think about the fact that our children are at risk. And I think it's frightening for people because they feel a little helpless in the process, and that doesn't necessarily have to be. And so what we end up doing is we don't talk to children about this either, and then we kind of perpetuate the situation.
Yeah, without a doubt. Your book, Hungry for Touch, A Journey from Fear to Desire, addresses this issue. It takes it head on that children especially are so sensitive because touch is such an important aspect to their development, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we're wired for touch. And if we look at the studies that were conducted in the 60s, touch, to deprive someone of touch is, it impacts their growth. And for me, of course, I was molested as a child. I was molested at the age of 8 or 9 for a couple of years. And so what I ended up taking away from that is I was afraid of touch because in my small little girl mind, the touch was not a good experience because I didn't get to say, yes, I want this or no, I don't want this. It was just kind of forced on me. So as I went into my teen years and adulthood, I still took that lesson away that touch is bad. And I deprived myself a lot of healthy relationships. And that's just one of the impacts that can happen when you're molested as a child.
And yet, you know, and when this happens, you know, this molestation at an early age, kind of amazing because, you know, we're told that you really don't have a sense of reason. All the faculties and reasoning elements are not fully developed in a human mind until the age of 7, roughly, right? You know better than I do about this, but this is what I've been told and believe to be the case. So, but yet, at an early age, still, you have this sense when something is not right. And for you to share what you just shared with us is that this is something that you carried with you and that impacted your view for many years.
Yes, I mean, for a lot of children, we only know what adults tell us. We only know the norm. For me, I thought this was normal and everybody was experiencing this. And I'll never forget the day I realized that something was wrong and I was in the third grade and I was playing on the playground and I was swinging and I had told the girlfriends that I was with on the playground that I had seen my father's penis. And of course I didn't use that terminology and they stopped and they all stared at me and I thought, well, what's wrong? You know, cause I'm thinking in my head something, you know, you can just, I felt bad. It's like, oh my gosh, something's wrong. And then I realized, and then I learned to keep it a secret from that day forward. And that's an amazing kind of a thing. But that's what children do, right? They don't get to rationalize. This was the 70s. We didn't talk about it. It wasn't on TV. Mm-hmm. There was no help.
Right. Right. Well, and we were entertained also when we were growing up, Laureen, if you remember the series, No Kids Say the Darndest Things. They're very frank and very honest. And, of course, we didn't have to deal with, you know, things to that level with Art Linkletter. But I'm sure probably, if the truth be known, there probably were some stories that were let out that weren't, you know, they came out, but they weren't necessarily carried on the show itself. Because as you say, you know, kids are pure. I mean, basically, okay, no big deal, but then, but they can measure up fairly quickly when the peer group is shocked. They run assessment real quick and say, okay, well, that, maybe, is something I should not talk about, right?
Right, and that's how children learn, right? They touch that hot pan, they burn themselves, they learn that way. And so we learn in our environment. We learn really quickly what makes mom and dad happy and what makes mom and dad mad, right? And so we're still so developing and growing. And children at, you know, what, depending on what age you're getting molested, it's impacted differently. But if you're under the age of 10, your mind is so easily manipulated. And that's what the child molester is really counting on, is they can very easily manipulate that child into keeping that secret.
Right. Well, we had an interview yesterday with a gentleman who, you know, whose early career and he enjoyed working in Hollywood. And he exposed what was going on in Hollywood with the pedophilia and how they get these young boys particularly, trained and enslaved into the Hollywood mindset, and what they do to them and, get them drunk and fill them up with drugs and have them sexually abused, captured on film, and they control these young kids for the rest of their lives. And this is one of those underreported issues we hear from it time and time, you know, from time to time, especially when it has resulted in some cases where you've got these young people committing suicide. It's just too much for them to deal with, and their only answer is, I'd rather not be here anymore.
Yes. I mean, I think suicide can be quite high in untreated molestation, especially if it's ongoing, right? If in my case, my father was molesting me. So how do you get away from that environment? You know, that's the person
exactly.
who protects you and feeds you. And in that environment, if you've run away and you're in Hollywood, you know, these are people of power. And it interests me because I see this pattern so often where they're trying to make this child, this adolescent, agreeable. And so if they can't, they're going to use drugs to make them agreeable. Because remember, for the person, the perpetrator, it's about their fantasy. It's about, to them, they've made up this little story that this is all good and this person likes it. It's certainly the story my father made up in his mind. And if you kind of go against that fantasy, you start crying, you start fidgeting, you start, then that's when the child ends up being a little bit more at risk.
Mm-hmm. And you say for you, for a couple of years, what finally stopped it?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question here. I think I shut something off inside. I only remember pieces of being molested. I only had this little story about seeing my, you know, being in a room with my father when he was naked, and then I didn't remember anything else. Therapy helped mm-hmm. me to uncover the lessons I needed to kind of learn. But I think I had kind of shut something off because my father started to call me a very cold and unfeeling girl, and he just stayed away from me. Now, I have four other sisters that he was molesting, so, I mean, he had another avenue to go get his fixed from, so to speak. But I strongly feel like I must have just shut something off and didn't want to feel because I dissociated, I went away, and he didn't like that. That means I'm not mm-hmm. participating in his fantasy. And so that means in his mind, something might be wrong. And that one, he just didn't. So in his mind, he made it about me. There's something wrong with me. I'm cold. I'm unfeeling. So, and the psychology of it is interesting, but.
I bet. I bet.
And,
well, yeah, especially. And for you, it took until your 30s where you finally, I guess, psychologically, you could deal with what happened to you and what you'd been carrying with you all those years previously. We're talking with Lorraine Peltier about child sex abuse, and we've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez, 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me. Independent, live, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Our conversation with Lorraine Peltier continues. Lorraine is a state-certified speaker trainer for the National Alliance of Mental Illness, as well as one of their most seasoned speakers. She consults for clinics and businesses, has a thriving speaking career, and coaches in her spare time. Lorraine, you had mentioned when your father had realized that you had tuned out. One would suggest, I'm not a psychologist, you know better, but one would might say that this was a coping mechanism on your part, that you felt that there was nothing else you could do, but you had to disconnect. And in disconnecting, that turned your father off, but yet he had other options. And you said you had four other siblings that he turned to next. So what are the stories of your four sisters?
So I am the youngest girl. So he had already been molesting my sisters prior to me. So there's about a 10-year difference between me and the oldest girl. And it's so interesting because none of us talked about this until I wrote the book and it came out and they read it and they said, well, you know, Dad started when I was 6 years old. He started taking me for walks. Oh. And, you know, and that was before I was born. So, I mean, there is this pattern and this availability. And so that was the oldest in the family who reading the book for her was she thought it was interesting how my father had kind of progressed in what he was doing from child to child, which is very typical. And the other thing is she was a little sad she didn't protect me. But, of course, you can't ask a, you know, 7-8-year-old to protect. They're trying to survive themselves. And exactly. As you said, that kind of going away, that is a very common coping. It is, you know, your father or somebody starts touching you. And as a child, the easiest thing to do is to go away. I went onto the ceiling. I remember very easily, very clearly going up to the ceiling, and I just kind of removed my mind from my body. So that means I don't remember what happened. When I come back into my body, nothing happened. And so, like you said, that's a great coping mechanism, right? Because really nothing happens, so there's nothing to be upset about, except the mind never, ever forgets. There is a part within us that remembers that, and it manifests in things. Some people do remember everything, and so their coping mechanism now becomes substance abuse. They have to find some way of numbing that pain, drugs and alcohol and And that's another path that I see very common in people who have been molested, who don't get help. And the other common path is I see young women and that who've been molested who take the path of promiscuity, right? So they use sex a little bit more as a weapon, trying to get that control back. I was just speaking to a woman. She was about 22 years old, and she had been molested as 8 and 16, and she was dating, and she had told me, I really like to hurt men. You know, I like to humiliate them. I like to abuse them. And she says, I don't want to do that anymore. And so I had encouraged her to go into therapy, but I said, that's very common. Because a man has hurt you and you have been helpless, now you use sex as a weapon because it's, you know, and again, you're kind of thinking it like that child. And that's the thing with trauma, right, is it keeps you in that moment that happened 20, 30, 40 years ago until you heal it and you can come all the way through it. Then it's a thing that happened to you and it no longer interferes in your life.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of the issue that happens. You know, you can hide it, but then there are triggering mechanisms that take you back. I remember reading a book one time when there was a couple that they were happily married. Everything was going fine for them. And then one day the husband comes home from a business trip, and he just, you know, he's happy to see his wife. She's asleep. But he just kind of reaches under the cover and, you know, just, you know, caresses her leg, and she shoots up in her bed. And this was totally out of character up to this point. There was never an indication or anything like this. And suddenly he was met with the reality of he had serious problems here in River City. She woke up from a distant sleep, yelling and screaming at him, how dare you touch me this way? And what ensued was 8 years of therapy, getting down to, you know, the reality. She had to let this demon out that she had been carrying all these years, had been able to hide it away. But for that moment of her husband coming home from a business trip, and 8 years previously, very happy relationship and marriage that both said was very fulfilling for them, but they had an 8-year journey to get through this next phase and to get on with her healing to where she could, and both of them, realize a fulfilled, a fulfilled life.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened to me, right? I have a very, other than the fact that I didn't date and I wasn't, you know, I wasn't active sexually, obviously, because I was too afraid of sex. But one day something happens and you realize, oh my gosh, I have to change something. I know women who can't shower and have their husband in the bathroom with them because that triggers them. My own sister, one of my sisters cannot have sex in a hotel room because my father always took us on trips when he molested us. And okay, so she's 53 years old and she still can't do sex in a hotel room because she hasn't healed that wound. And this is why you talk about a limiting life, right? Your life kind of gets smaller and smaller and I can't do this and I have to stay away from that. And so when you talk about a whole life, I often talk about freedom and peace, right? It's just like, yes, man, you want to heal that so you can go forward. And healing doesn't need to take time. That was one of the things I know we always hear about, the 8 to 15 years in therapy. I took a year and went into therapy. Now, this is a woman who can't be touched, who has a lot of, you know, I had 30 years of a lot of baggage to go through, but I healed more holistically, and so we didn't meet for 45 minutes at a time. We met for 2 or 3 hours twice a week, and we were able to really kind of move that model forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want people to hear 8 years and go, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, because you hear the whole, you hear the whole gamut, that in some cases it's years, others it's almost instantaneous. And I find, Laureen, I find people that have some spiritual understanding and maturity, and this is just, again, my observation. I'm not a doctor here. I never even played a doctor on TV or in the movies, okay? So I don't claim to be. Although my dear friend, who is a doctor, often says that he warns me. He says, you know, one day you're going to get arrested for practicing medicine without a license. So he kind of threatens me once in a while because maybe sometimes I do overstep my boundaries. But what I've observed is people who have some spiritual maturity can accept their healing sooner And in some cases, it's immediate. It's so immediate that it confounds people. It's almost like they go, well, have you just kind of been faking it all this time that you got, you know, supposedly healed so quickly? But, you know, people do not understand the individual and personal damage that is, that has been incurred on a person who has been molested, much less when they're healed. And what, how liberating it must be for them to know that their life can so radically change and that they would enjoy a fullness of life that I know that deep down they appreciate and think, this is possible. I wish I could live a life like you, but I don't. I have this issue. It's hidden. It's this secret part of my life I cannot open up to. But in some cases, you know, when it's so immediate, like you say, it's not a long period of time. And I'm not sure exactly what the trigger is, if it's God, if it's his merciful hand, you know, a combination of all these things, it remains a mystery to me. But I know that in some cases where it happens so quickly, some people question whether or not the person had problems to begin with.
You're the first person I've been speaking to that has actually articulated that. Now, my psychiatrist told me all the time from the very beginning, healing can happen instantaneous. He says he has seen that. He has seen it where it, we're under the right circumstances. It's like, okay, I get it. And then so you're right. But I think we need the right kind of model in place for that as well. You need the right support around you. You need the right therapist who is going to support that spirituality, because I do believe it's a more spiritual model as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, again, we're grateful because, I mean, that's my belief, Laureen, is that God has a higher calling and a higher desire for his creation. And he wants us, you know, when you talk about living in peace and what peace means in the Jewish culture, when they talk about peace, they talk about shalom. It is much more than, you know, than we can imagine. What God is telling us is that he wants us to live in wholeness and in fullness of life. That's why, you know, that's why certain things have happened in our world, so that we could enjoy a fullness of life, kind of what you're talking about. And yes, life damages us along the way, in some cases more so than others. And I know for some people hearing your story, it is beyond their imagination to think of what you must have gone through, what your sisters have gone through. And I'm sure they're probably saying, where was your mother during all this?
Yeah, I think this is the 70s, right? So my mother was there, but she didn't see, right? All the evidence was there, and when I spoke to her a few years ago, she says, well, I did wonder. But there's wondering, and then there's taking action. So was my mother an enabler? You know, absolutely. From the standpoint that she didn't question, she didn't step in, and from that standpoint, I think you're absolutely correct. And people ask me a lot about my mother, a lot more about my mother than my father. I think we're always kind of looking to who protected you. And I try and remind people this is the 60s and 70s and a little bit different model. And my mother would have to have been a very strong woman, which she was in many ways. But, boy, she really enabled my father. She could not stand.
Well, Laureen, I'm sorry. We have to leave it there. So I'm going to direct people to your book, Hungry for Touch, A Journey from Fear to Desire. Laureen Peltier on Bill Martinez Live.
Here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers,